Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's a new Johnny Pod available. Johnny Mosley does a weekly podcast. It drops on Mondays, and you can find it at radio.com, radioalice.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. But it's a good show, and Hooman's on it. Hooman's actually going to be on our regular show here, the Sarah and Vinny Show, tomorrow with Marcus Osborne. They're going to be doing a movie review on a Wednesday. It's out of the blue.
What Hooman's movie? Back. Didn't you
like
just
the old days?
Didn't you just spend a break telling us the movies aren't even available?
Apparently, he and Marcus are going to do a Black Lives Matter. I can't remember what the name of it was. Brittany, do you remember what the name of the thing was?
I'm not sure. I think it's an older movie that they both loved. So
right.
They want to talk about that.
I guess it'll be things you can watch in lockdown. So that is tomorrow, 9 o'clock on the Sarah and Vinny Show. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
That's my cue to Bryn. Do the thing.
The spurt sound is one that you use to segue
like
with?
The universal sound effect.
All right.
You know?
Well,
during
I'll
COVID.
Try to do that too. From now on, I'll spurt my way to my next story.
Next thing.
All right. So we'll begin with, what's up, everyone? So really nice day ahead. Sunny skies, warm weather, 80s in San Jose. Just around the 70s in San Francisco. Perfect. And as we head into a holiday weekend, people are starting to worry. Obviously, the coronavirus is spiking everywhere, including Florida. Florida's finally doing something right. They're going to close their beaches for the 4th of July weekend over coronavirus concerns. Whether or not they're going to be prepared to actually, you know, saying that and then actually doing that, we watched that happen here in Santa Cruz. It held for a minute, and then they just didn't have the staff to stop everybody from going out there. So they kept it down by, you know, saying, look, you can't come. But there were still people coming, and they still weren't able to control the numbers that showed up. So we'll see how it goes for Florida over the weekend. Hopefully good. I really hope that goes well for them. I know here in California, Gavin Newsom just spoke and said, we've seen California cases jump 45% in 7 days.
Oh, my God.
And that's for the people who've been able to get results. Sarah, you went and got tested it feels like 2 weeks ago, and you still don't have
results.
It'll
be 2 weeks tomorrow. I'm going to call today. I called last week, and I just can't get an answer. And
yeah,
John was tested over 2 weeks ago for the antibodies, and he's got some account that he logs on to, and he logs on every day to see if his results are there. Nothing.
It's so
inefficient. It's unbelievable. And yet I'm hearing people all around me going, oh, I got tested here or I got tested there. I already know my results. I'm like, oh, great. Well, you know, good thing I'm actually locked down on my own, you know.
Right. Exactly right. Well, anyway, so that's the case here as we head into the holiday weekend, that we've got numbers spiking all over the nation, including here in California, and hopefully we don't make it worse this weekend. Ay, ay, ay.
Mm.
So I'll do this next story. It's not fun to be forgetful.
Agreed.
the average American has 332 forgetful moments a year.
That's it?
That's six a week. Here are the most common things we forget, our passwords.
Yeah.
I've gotten better about that, but I absolutely still to this day, because it's just part of life now. It's not even anything worth, you know, whining about, except that I still will when it says, it's been 6 months, you need to change this. And it mostly is our work stuff where I'm like, God, come on. I hardly ever log in. I just want to get my info and get on my way. And now I got to find paper and a pen and figure out how to remember this damn. So anyway, passwords top the list. What we need at the grocery store. I've had to switch. I used to be able to use my phone and get my grocery list off of that, but it's not an option during a pandemic. I'm carrying a paper list now.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm here with gloves and trying to get my phone out and how many pounds of what did I need?
Right.
Where our keys are, walking to into a room and forgetting why you walked in there.
It happens to me three times a day. I don't know how they're saying only 300 episodes of this a year. Like,
well, they're averaging in young people too, I guess.
Oh, I guess. So they curve it upward. Thanks, kids.
People's names right after you've been introduced.
Oh, yeah.
These are the things Americans forget each year. 332 forgetful moments each year includes, where did I put that pen? Where is that? Oh, behind my ear. Whoops.
Right.
Forgetting what day it is. That's been happening because of this pandemic in a way that is just, where am I? Are we really pushing July?
Yes.
Yep. The year is halfway through, everybody. Oh, you know what I used to forget a lot? Even when I was young. I'd take a beer and put it in the freezer because they were warm. Just forget and just blow the freezer. People would be, you know, your roommates would be like, dude, you just blew the freezer to smithereens.
You wasted a beer.
Yeah, and
that,
wasted
that
a beer.
Too.
Yeah. I can't believe you actually forgot about some alcohol. Seems
some lady walks by, you run out the front door, you find yourself at the next party. What are you going to do? You know, then
go back and rescue that beer? I think not, my friend.
Right. Come on. Forgetting where you put your phone. Thank God for
my God. You and my husband walking around touching your watches, your Apple Watch, so that you can find out where your thing is.
I was just going to say, thank God for my Apple Watch. I can go find my phone any time of the day.
God, that was the one benefit to wearing those things. Please don't stop doing that. Everybody knows.
I'm looking for my phone.
Yeah. All right. And it's always, he's just walking around the house. I'm like, ask your phone. Oh, yeah. Touch.
One of the things that is new to me. I'm not new to parenting. I've got a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
But this,
new to being there all the time, though.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah. So the young one has disappeared many remotes. We can't find, we've lost two little Apple TV remotes. They're just gone.
You're kidding. Oh my God. Those things, they're already so hard to find.
Yeah.
They're tiny.
They're so dumbly tiny. And you touch them and everything goes wrong on the TV.
If she sees you use something and seems to be of importance, she marks it when you put it down, and then she disappears it. She picks it up, takes off with it, and you never see it again.
You got to find out where her stash is.
That's it. We found our oldest daughter's stash. She's on the other side of her bed. She's just got all kinds of things saved there. Gum, mom's bras, all kinds of stuff. It's quite the stash. Let me ask you a question. As we head into 4th of July weekend, it's a celebration of America, right?
America.
Could you sit down right now and name all 50 states if you had a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, I think I could do that.
Most Americans are confident they could.
But then what happens?
No.
Then they can't. Yeah, no, I think I could name all 50 states, especially if you gave me a map. And then some of them I just know by, you know, process of elimination.
Oh, this one, though, there's a spot where you can go take a quiz to see if you can name them all, but they time you. You've got 4 minutes, so it's harder than you think. But
oh, send me the link. I'll take it. I'll take the test during the thing. You want to take it, too? Have you done it?
I haven't done it, no. I think I could do it, though.
I think I could do it, too.
I've been around the United States, but I haven't been around, you know, traveled outside the United States. So that's where I run into trouble is when... You know, when we'll name a country and then it's proximity to another country, I'm like, right. I don't know. What are you, nuts? I haven't been anywhere. How would I know
well,
what borders what?
Well, and if the thing hasn't been in the news, too, like a lot, there was some, I was watching, I think it was John Oliver's show, and he was talking about all these places that have really, like, flat, they've completely done away with the virus in their country. Like, they've gotten the numbers really, really low. And there were ones I'm like, didn't never even heard of that. I don't even know that that's a country or not.
Oh, right. Well, there's like, been some changes in our lifetime, too. You know, one thing that's weird is I thought about this the other day. There was a time when we would watch the Olympics and East Germany and West Germany competed separately.
Yeah, when we were little.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. There's, you know, the map has changed considerably.
Oh, sure.
Czechoslovakia is the Czech Republic or not anything anymore. I don't even know. There's the point.
Right.
If you haven't traveled, you have I'll send you the link next
Please
story.
Please do. I would love
it. It's a stupid game, and I wasn't playing against other people, so technically I didn't lose.
What? You forgot 14 states?
Nobody cares about the Dakotas.
That is true.
Okay, time's up.
All right, I got 48.
Oh, it's not bad. Joey?
Say hello to the new champ of Chandler's Dumb States Game.
Well, how many you got?
56.
Wow.
He's good.
There's a new fragrance called Eau de Space. Eau de Space. How do you,
Eau de Space.
Eau de Space. They say that literally smells like outer space. It was originally developed by, well, because NASA developed it. NASA knows.
But even they, no one's ever been able to have their face open to space.
Sarah. NASA is telling you this smells like space. Who knows
is
space
there
better than NASA?
No one.
They say it was originally developed by NASA to prepare astronauts for what they'll smell once they're in space. And it's
Other
now being released to the
in
public.
A closed compartment.
Let me see if I can find it.
What are the smells of space? It's cinnamon with a light twist of grapefruit. It's got to have bergamot in there because no one even knows what that is. It sounds out of this world.
Bergamot.
What is it? Let me see if I can.
Yeah.
The people who are making it say it smells like a mix of gunpowder, steak, raspberries, and rum.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, it smells delicious. I mean, they're just trying to trick these people into taking on life as an astronaut. I don't know. You know, we don't get to smell space. You don't get, it's a vacuum. There wouldn't be any smell and you'd die immediately. But I can tell you what the inside of the space station smells like.
Oh, good. Tell me what that smells like.
Other people's farts.
No.
Yes. Sure.
No, your body doesn't fart in space. You haven't heard that?
What does it do? Instead?
I don't know. It just doesn't have... You're not eating things that would allow you to create gas, therefore
you
there
don't
is
think
no
that
farting.
Freeze-dried ice cream would cause some farting?
Would you even eat that? No.
Yeah, oh yeah, I used to like that stuff. Remember they would sell that? I don't think it was like the real deal or anything, but they'd sell it. It would be like the Napoleon thing, the mm-hmm. pink, you know, strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
Yeah, they sell it at the Academy of Science, I'm sure.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
And, you do?
It's crisp. It's like
gift
crispy.
Shop stores.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Dippin' Dots. I mean, that's totally space age, right?
No.
Sure?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about NASA saying they know what space smells like. Stop.
They know. They do. They're NASA.
They don't know. There's nothing there. There's nothing to carry the smells. There's no air. There's no...
Don't be ridiculous. They have a scent.
Okay, I won't.
For space, outer space, and it smells like steak.
Raspberries
and rum.
And gunpowder. Don't forget about that.
Right.
Oh, boy.
My wife had tickets to Hamilton, says 510, but the theater canceled their performance on Wednesday, March 18th. Damn Corona. Oh, well.
I oughta.
Do you guys still do the Secret Show? Love you guys. I miss the Secret Show. My A-L-E-X-A doesn't have any Secret Shows to play. Right now, we're barely getting the regular show done, but maybe when we get back to work, we'll do that again.
Yeah. We've been talking
about it.
There
are plenty of Secret Shows still.
Yeah, there's well over 1,000. I think there's like 1,500 or more.
I'm not sure how many there are right now, but because we've changed our provider.
Oh,
but
right.
There are a few hundred up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go back and listen to them. They're filthy. Don't listen. If you're a prude, you don't want to hear that.
If you're filthy, but if you're not
dirty,
a prude,
if you're
it's
a dirty
right
dog,
your alley,
though,
you're going to love
you'll
it.
You'll love it.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny, Haley Mills has a whole series of Parent Trap movies that go on until she's an adult. They're fun, too. Yeah, I think I got my dose of that, but right. I did enjoy the movie. I have to admit, I felt like it was about 30 minutes too long, but it was fun. I enjoyed it, and it was a look into a world I wasn't familiar with at all. I did think, and this was my own personal thing. I know it's a movie. I get it. You don't have to tell me, but I thought, in what world do what rotten parents split sister just say, I'll take a girl and you take a girl and move across the country? Like,
amen. I've thought that my whole life. My whole life.
Like, the premise alone makes the show almost unwatchable.
Right. Like, they're just objects that you'd be like, well, we've got two of these plates. You take one, I take one, and it's settled.
Let's play rocks, paper, scissors for who picks which daughter.
Right.
What?
Or just let's just reach in and grab one, and they're both the same and of equal value, and no one, you know, we obviously don't care about them or each other, so, yeah, terrible people. And also, I thought as I watched it, because, spoiler alert, there's a happy ending, I thought, as people divorce, and I think that right on the front titles, it says something like, welcome to our broken home.
Yes.
Or something like that.
I think it may bless this broken home
bless
or something
this broken,
like that.
That sounds right. I thought this is a terrible thing because how many kids have suffered with parents who've broken up, and to give them the false hope that these people are going to get back together. I mean, I've spent my whole life really thinking in my mind about the terrible messages sent by the Parent Trap. And yet, great movie. You should watch the Lindsay Lohan version. It's so cute.
I may do that with my kid at some point over the vacation.
She's darling.
I wonder if maybe there's something to that we're not familiar with because, you know, early on in divorce, maybe they allowed people to split up, would have allowed people to split twins.
I know.
And now
isn't
they wouldn't.
Crazy?
I don't know. But it seems like as parents, you'd say, no, you can't part the sisters.
Plus, the minute the parents get back together, they start fighting again. I'm like, oh, no wonder they broke up. Jesus. Keep those two apart.
Hey, by the way, who's the mom?
I can't remember what her name is, but you know who the... Did you ever watch Family Affair on TV when you were a kid?
No.
Well,
but
Brian,
that's Buffy
Brian,
and Jody, right? I mean,
yeah,
I'm familiar. Mr.
Brian
French,
Keith,
is that...
Yes, and the actual father is the father from that, from the Parent
Trap. Oh, really?
Brian Keith.
Boy, he's got that cigarette smoke voice. I just, like, you hear it and you go,
and
oh,
the,
what?
Boy, the high pants. I mean, just the, every he's smoking, they're drinking, there's high pants. I'm like, Jesus, God, look at those people.
I'm so completely out of time.
I've
What's
done some
on?
Research
oh,
real quick, though.
Bergamot yeah.
is a type of citrus. It's kind of like orange. It's green. It looks like lime, really, but it tastes like orange, I think. I think I've had it in Vietnam.
Bergamot.
And also, you can fart in space. Just wanted to. I did a bunch of research on that.
I told you the ISS Man. Smells like other people's farts. Come on.
But they recommend to go into the bathroom where that there's ventilation because it's like a ticking time bomb if you do it in the shuttle, right?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to hold that stuff in space, man. It's terrible. Hey, right. Music news. But I also have a couple people passed away. So I have a couple things coming up next.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.